From behind her desk, she took out metallic spheres covered in runes. These will be your practice targets. One member of the group will chant break to destroy the wards, while the other chants shatter to smash the orb. The spells protecting them are much more potent than those used in the wooden blocks we trained with earlier. Everyone pair up. Before Kanryu had a chance to look Kelsey's way, Mrs. Lenore continued. Kanryu, you'll be working with me. For safety reasons, you understand. Kanryu sighed, nodded, and walked down to the front of the class to join her. While the girls were talking and sorting themselves out, Mrs. Lenore leaned close so no one could overhear.
It won't do any good to pair you up with one of the girls until you can modulate your power enough to match a weaker partner. As it stands now, your power would do all the work, and she'd get nothing out of the experience.
So what am I really going to do?
I'll explain once the girls have started.
The groups were soon set, and Mrs. Lenore watched them for a few minutes to make sure they were doing everything correctly. When she was satisfied, she rejoined Kanryu in the front of the room.
So, you were saying? Right, modulation. You need to hold back enough of your power so you don't overwhelm your partners.
That sounds kind of pointless. If the idea is to combine our powers to create a more potent effect, why would I use less than my full power? I mean, to match Kelsey, I'd have to use like 10% of my full strength, and the combined casting would amount to less than a quarter of what I could do on my own. How is that beneficial?
Her mouth opened and closed, but no words came out. She looked a bit like a fish caught on the beach. After a moment, she pulled herself together.
When you put it that way, it makes no sense at all. Combined casting is what I always teach during second semester. It never even occurred to me that it wouldn't work for you.
She slumped and fell silent. He glanced back at the girls, but they were all engrossed in their practice. He put a hand on her shoulder, and Mrs. Lenore looked up.
What are we going to do? If the final is all about combined casting, I guess I need to learn it.
She shook her head.
That's not really what it's about. It's just the breaking is of an order of magnitude stronger than what a single dark wizard can handle.
Kanryu raised an eyebrow at that.
Okay, an ordinary dark wizard. Sometimes I don't even know why you're in my class. If you took the final today, you'd pass it with ease. For the sake of argument and the fact that we don't have enough people for only two groups, how could I work with weaker partners? We've established that lowering my own strength is useless. What could a second and third person do to make me stronger?
She sat on the edge of her desk and rubbed her temples.
I'm not sure. A standard circle casting wouldn't work. It's designed to unite wizards of similar strength. The problem is fusing the energy flows into a coherent whole.
When I helped Mrs. Umbra banish the demon serpent, she drew out my power and directed it with a spell of her own. Would something like that work?
If you had the death stick and 50 years of experience, sure.
Mrs. Lenore closed her eyes and sighed.
I don't know what to do. I'm a horrible teacher.
Don't say that. This is new for everyone. I have class with Mrs. Umbra later. Would you mind if I mentioned the problem to her? She might have a suggestion.
By all means. God knows you need someone other than me to help you.
Class ended, and everyone but Kanryu left for their free period. The moment the last girl closed the door behind her, Prime shook the notepad off and flew in front of him.
That woman is incompetent. I should be overseeing your instruction. Imagine, telling the most powerful wizard in the world that what he really needs to know is how to make himself weaker. Of all the stupid ideas I've heard over the millennia, that one's right up there with, let's call Lord Beelzebub Bug Eyes.
Don't be so critical. Mrs. Lenore's a good person. I'm afraid she's just a little out of her depth.
I didn't say she wasn't a good human. I said she's an idiot. If she'd given it even a moment of thought, she'd have realized her idea didn't even bear contemplation.
The ominous tapping of Mrs. Umbra's death stick sent Prime flying back to hide under his notepad. The head of dark magic was the only person Prime seemed to fear. Not that Kanryu blamed the Scholomantic. She certainly had an intimidating presence. Despite that, Kanryu found he was eager to see her again. The door opened, and the short, wrinkled figure in black hobbled in.
Afternoon, Mrs. Umbra.
Kanryu, I trust that ill-mannered book has been behaving itself.
Prime's been on his best behavior.